All right, hi everybody. Erev Tov, good evening. So, what's Lichot tonight? I want to share a well-known Gemara. It's a well-known Gemara because the story which it tells is one that classically people don't expect to find in the Talmud. That's only because they don't know the Talmud. Once they know the Talmud, they know it's a classic type story. And I just want to share really one very small deepening insight on that Gemara. Gemara in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Zayin. Amru alav al Rebbe Elazar ben Durdaya. It was told about a man called Rav Rebbe Elazar ben Durdaya. Shelo hiniach zona achat ba'olam. There wasn't a prostitute in the world that this man hadn't visited. Shama, he heard one day, Sheyesh zona achat. There was actually one, a famous one, b'krachei hayam, distant over the seas, who he hadn't heard of, a famous one, the best one, who he needed to visit. V'hayta notenet kis dinarim, took a huge purse of coins of gold, b'svara, to pay her. V'halach v'avar aleha shiva naharot, he crossed seven rivers in order to get to her. V'shalt helgel davar, at the moment when they were together, hipicha, he passed wind. Amra, she said, disgusted at him, Keshem shehipicha zu einech ozeret limkoma, just as your wind is never going to return to its place, kach Elazar ben Durdaya ein makablin oto b'tshuva, so too you, Elazar ben Durdaya, are never going to be accepted back in repentance. You are beyond any sort of redemption. You are somebody, a person, so disgusting, so vile, that teshuvah is not something that can apply to you. Something in him breaks, it seems. Halach v'yashav ben shnei harim. He goes and he sits in between two mountains. Amar, and he says, he pleads with the mountains, harim, mountains, v'gva'ot, and valleys, b'kshu alai rachamim, please ask mercy for me. Amru lo, but the mountains respond to him, Ad sha'anu mevakshim alecha, before we can ask mercy for you, nevakesh al atzmeinu, we're going to have to ask ourselves mercy. They quote a verse in Yeshayahu, ki harim yamushu v'hagavot timatmena, the mountains are going to melt and collapse, we've got to look out for ourselves. Amar, and Elazar ben Durdaya says, shamayim ba'aretz, heaven and earth, bikshu alai rachamim, please can you look out for me, you ask mercy for me. Amru, but heaven and earth respond, Ad sha'anu mevakshim alecha, before we ask mercy for you, nevakesh al atzmeinu, we need to ask for us. And they quote once again another verse in Yeshayahu, ki kashamayim ka'asham nimlechu, the heavens are going to descend into smoke, etc., etc. Having left the mountains, having left the heaven and the earth, now he goes to, Amal chama v'levana, the sun and the moon. Bikshu alai rachamim, please can you ask for me mercy? And they respond in a similar fashion. Before we ask for you, we have to ask for ourselves. They quote another verse. Finally, at that moment, he's even asked something else. He says, Amar, ein hadabar talui elabi. The matter is only dependent on myself. I can't turn anywhere else. I can't look to any other external source to ask for mercy. Hiniach rosho ben brachad, he put his head in between his knees, v'ga'a v'bichia, and he let out a groan, maybe even a roar of crying, of tears, ad sheyatzda nishmato, until his soul departed. He died from this cry, from this exertion. Yatzda bat kol v'amra, a heavenly voice came down and said, Reb Elazar ben Durdaya muzuman l'chaya olam haba, this man, the one who the prostitutes at the end of the world had said, you are beyond all redemption, Olam Haba is waiting for you. At that moment, Rebbe broke down, Rebbe the great Tana, and said, there are those, himself decried, he said, Yesh kona olamo v'kama shanim, there are those who can spend a whole lifetime trying to acquire the world, v'yesh kona olamo b'sha'achat, and those who get it in a single moment. It's a fascinating Gemara. It's an amazing Gemara. I just want to ask one question on that Gemara. If you were paying attention to it, at what point does he break down and cry? When does he cry? When do the tears come? At what point did I say the Bechi?
Jason?
At that point, at the moment when he's gone to everybody else in the world and said, help me, and they say, we can't help you, at that moment he cries. Why on earth does he cry at that moment? Surely, he's already realized for the vast majority of the piece the sort of person he's become from the very moment when the woman he was visiting said, you're a disgrace, you're a loser, you're absolutely irredeemable. That's the moment when he realized the life of being he'd been living was one which he was ashamed of. Surely it would have made much more sense for the bechi, for the tears, to come at that point. Instead, they come much later on after he's turned to everybody else. Why does he break down there and not anywhere else? What is it that he's got at that moment that causes the bechi, that causes the tears, when he'd already realized right at the start of the Gemara that the life he'd living had been one that he was ashamed of? So the simplest answer, and probably the correct answer, is that it's the power of that idea that Ein hadavar talui ela bi, that the matter is only dependent on me, and the terror of that, that you can't turn anywhere else, and you alone are responsible, you have the freedom to decide what direction your life will take. And that's true, I'm sure. But I read just one, really just a paragraph in a book by Rav Shagar, which just blew my mind. Says Rav Shagar, why does Rav Elazar ben Dordaya break down at that moment after he's exhausted all the options, rather than at the moment when he realized he'd lived a life of outrageous and terrible depravity? Because worse than all the sins he'd done was the time that he'd wasted trying to look elsewhere to help him out when he could have been doing it himself. Said Rav Shagar, it's almost impossible to not live a life where you're making mistakes, where you're sinning at various points. The real tragedy, though, is that we waste our time on so many things which are not sins, but which we could be using for other things. That the vast majority of the Gemara is taken up with him turning this way, turning that way, looking for help. That, as it were, maybe not in a real sense, but in a deep sense, that, as it were, is the greater sin that Elazar ben Dordaya does, of looking everywhere for help rather than being able to understand that it's up to him and only he can change his life if he wants to. For that reason, he breaks down in Bechi at that point.